Meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Large hail and the tornado risk right there for Oklahoma City. And then for Sunday, that kind of retrogrades a little further west across the Red River. This is where we could see the possibility for isolated tornadoes along with flash flooding.
A humanitarian crisis is growing in Gaza. CBS's Haley Ott.
The UN Secretary General described the moment as critical.
Palestinians in Gaza are enduring what may be the cruelest phase of this cruel conflict. Families are being starved and denied the very basics.
Families like that of Khalid Mohammed, who Thursday said his children had gone 5 days without eating. Nobody is helping us and we're hungry and there's no food, he said. The situation is catastrophic.
The start of summer fun officially kicks off this weekend. Some Americans are also choosing to remember our fallen soldiers. WTOP's Jimmy Alexander attended the World War II memorial ceremony in Washington, D.C.
I was 15 when I went over. I was 16 when I got into the bulge.
Yes, Harry Miller was 15 when he joined the war.
I wasn't scared until they started shooting at us.
Not only did Miller serve in World War II, he fought in Korea and Vietnam.
Put in 10 years in the Army and put a 12 in the Air Force.
How does it make you feel, have people coming and taking pictures with you and wanting to say hello and thank you?
If I don't do these kind of things, the history will be forgotten, and I don't want that to happen.
Jimmy Alexander for CBS News, Washington.
The fate of President Trump's big spending bill now rests with the Senate. Correspondent Nicole Killian.
Some senators have suggested making changes to the legislation, but time is of essence. GOP leaders have made clear they'd like to get the bill to the president's desk by July 4th.
Turning pain into purpose. Tomorrow marks 5 years since the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody. CBS Minnesota reporter Reg Chapman spoke to one local man who has built a garden of remembrance.
This is our response. Beauty for ashes.
Out of the ashes of the uprising after the murder of George Floyd, this garden in the intersection of 38th and Chicago stands.
Sometimes you do things and it's revealed to you later. You just got to step out in faith.
Jay Webb decided a garden was needed.
This is for everyone that's ever fallen to injustice.
The top award at the Cannes Film Festival goes to It Was Just an Accident from an Iranian dissident filmmaker. This is CBS News.
A word for Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Two lines of unlimited for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings compared to Verizon and AT&T. But don't just take our word for it.
It's not just the savings that are great with our T-Mobile plan. There's all this value from all these other things that T-Mobile offers.
T-Mobile has been such a savings for us.
We love it.
Switch today and get two free 5G phones like the Motorola Edge with turbo power charging that gives you power for the day in just 15 minutes. And customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Go to T-Mobile.com/55 to learn more. 24 monthly bill credits and two new lines with autopay for well-qualified customers plus taxes, fees, and $35 per line connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details at T-Mobile.com. Motorola Edge requires 68-watt charger. Chargers sold separately. Actual performance will vary based on usage and configuration.
Type of wine bottle is not actually a bottle.
A British sustainable packaging company called Frugal Pack has built a machine that creates a wine bottle package from 94% recycled cardboard. The package surrounds a plastic insert that holds the wine. The Monterey Wine Company in California is the only wine broker and distributor in the U.S. that has one of the machines. General Manager Shannon Valadares.
We describe them as a wonderful sustainable option in the wine packaging world.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
If you've ever screamed for homemade ice cream, the co-founder of the ice cream shop Salt and Straw, Tyler Malik, has some tips in his new cookbook, America's Most Iconic Ice Creams. He says making ice cream is pretty easy, kind of like savory cooking. His base is made with 17% butterfat and created in only 5 or 10 minutes. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Are you...
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. And
and mostly sunny for tomorrow. A high to the upper 50s. And partly sunny on Memorial Day. Highs climb to near 60. Some rain chances return to the area Tuesday into Wednesday. Currently 51 degrees.
Suspicious mind. Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary.
Thank you. cried. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love. Goodbye. Bye-bye, my love. Goodbye. Bye-bye, my love. Goodbye. Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Senator Tammy Baldwin presses EPA head Lee Zeldin on Great Lakes funding at a hearing on Capitol Hill. The exchange came just 1 week after Clean Wisconsin, the Healing Our Waters Coalition, and Alliance for the Great Lakes met with Baldwin to stress the importance of fully funding the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Zeldin ended up going on record saying the protections would be funded. Wisconsin's muskie season is here. Northern muskie season opens May 24th and runs through the end of the year. This is the 70th anniversary of the muskellunge being proclaimed our official state fish back in 1955. The biggest muskie ever caught was in 1949 near Hayward, weighing in at more than 69 pounds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Yeah! Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so. And do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break them. girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Trying hard not to show it. eyes when I reach for you. Well, you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. I'd get down on my knees for you. Just wait and see.
You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Let's pause this Memorial Day to honor the men and women who gave their lives in service to our nation.
While we think of this day as the unofficial beginning of summer, we know it is also a time of somber but inspiring memories. Memories of so many courageous Americans fought and died so that we could enjoy the blessings of this day.
That's former President Ronald Reagan. To those who never made it home, we remember you and we thank you. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Millions of Americans are hitting the road or flying this Memorial Day weekend. AAA predicts more than 45 million people to travel at least 50 miles away from home. News on 6's Reagan Ledbetter has more on what travelers can expect.
AAA expects more than 45 million people to travel. There were long lines at New Jersey's Newark Airport with several passengers waiting to take off.
I'm coming in anticipating that there might be some challenges, so if there aren't any challenges, I'll be pleasantly surprised.
The FAA limited the number of hourly flights at Newark, hoping to reduce the mounting delays and cancellations stemming from runway work and ongoing FAA staffing issues.
For those driving, Gas Buddy says prices are lower this year than the last for a gallon of regular. It's just $3.08 on average. They expect by the end of the summer, the prices will dip below the $3 mark. Memorial Day is more than just travel. The nation pauses to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice this weekend. WBZ Radio's Mike Macklin was at a ceremony in Boston.
It was a somber gathering amidst a sea of American flags at the memorial to fallen heroes. Dedicated a decade ago, it